好啊，亲爱的兄弟姐妹和朋友们，大家圣诞平安，新年平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, peace unto you during this Christmas, New Year season.
我们今天讲腓利门书的第三讲，基督里的自由。
Today we're going to discuss the third segment of the book of Philemon, the freedom in Christ.
请大家一起起立，我们一起攻读神的话语。
Please stand with us and we read the scriptures.
每张幻灯片呢，只用读上一部分就行了。中文读中文或者只读英文。
For every slide, we just read the top portion, whether it's Chinese or English, alternating between slides.
好，中文。我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合一的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着信爱心求你。就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。 Next one, English.
Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I'm sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me, so that he could take your place in helping me while I'm in chains for the gospel.But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced.
好，下，好，下一张中文。
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴隶，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。在我实在是如此，况且在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若恢复你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
English.
I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back.Not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. Let us pray. Our Father who is in heaven,
感谢你赐下你的宝贵话语。
We thank you for the precious word.
求你用真理的圣灵亲自的带领。
Please guide us with your spirit of truth.
让你的百姓明白你的话语。
So that your people will understand your word.
看见你儿子耶稣基督的荣耀。
To see the glory of your son Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请大家继续站立，互相问安啊。互相握手。
Please remain standing and greet each other.
新年平安。
Merry Christmas, Happy New
Year.
Merry
Christmas, Happy New Year. 好，大家请坐下。
All right, please seat it.
我们首先要思考的问题是，到底什么是自由？
First, we needed to ponder upon what is freedom or liberty.
美国是一个追求自由的国家，美国人民热爱自由。
The United States is a country in pursuit of freedom, and Americans love freedom.
美国宪法的序言只有一句话，有52个单词。
The introduction to the U.S. Constitution has one sentence, 52 words.
其中就提到美国宪法的目的之一是。
And it mentioned one of the purposes of the U.S. Constitution is
使我们自己得享自由的幸福
and to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity.
美国的国歌《星条旗》也提到了自由
The U.S. National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner also mentioned this.
旨意是自由人的土地也提到了我们信仰上帝
And it talks about the land of the free and in God we trust.
那历史上也有很多的英雄人物为了国家的自由独立而献身。
And in history, there are many examples of heroes, who fought for their freedom and died.
比如十三世纪的时候，苏格兰的民族英雄威廉·瓦利斯。
One such example was William Wallace of Scotland in the 13th century.
为了国家的独立，抵抗英格兰，最后献出了自己的生命。
He lost his life in the fight against the British to regain independence for Scotland.
Mel Gibson 的电影《勇敢的心》反映的就是 Wallace 的故事。
The movie Braveheart, starring Mel Gibson, was a story about William Wallace.
大家还记得电影里瓦里斯被处决的时候说的最后一句话是什么吗
？Do you remember the last word that William Wallace said in that movie before he was executed?
自由
，freedom。
另外一个寻求自由的例子是裴多菲。
Another example was this Sandor Pedolfi.
裴多菲是匈牙利的诗人和爱国者。
He was a Hungarian.Poet and patriot.
也是1848年匈牙利革命的领导者之一。
He was one of the leaders of the 1848 revolution in Hungary.
1849年，俄国和奥地利进攻刚刚独立的匈牙利。
In 1849, Russia and
Austria
invaded a newly independent country, Hungary.
裴多菲在其中战死。
Pedolfi died in the battle.
裴多菲牺牲的时候年仅26岁。
He was merely 26 years old when he died.
身后留下22岁的妻子和一岁半的儿子。
Left behind a widow of 22 years old and a son of 1.5 year old.
他是一位诗人，经历过浪漫的爱情。
He was a romantic poet and he experienced romantic love experience.
他为他的妻子写过很多爱情诗。
And he wrote many, many romantic poems for his wife.
而这里这首诗却是表达了他为了自由愿意牺牲爱情和生命。
And this particular poem actually expressed his willingness to die for freedom, even he could let go of life and love.
And love. 生命诚可贵。爱情价更高。
Liberty and love, these I must have.
若为自由故，二者皆可抛。
For my love, I will sacrifice my life. For liberty, I'll sacrifice my love.
我们看到有的人把自由看得这样重要。
We can see that some people really view freedom at very high.
但圣经里讲的自由，真正的自由到底是什么？
But what is the true freedom in the Bible?
我们回来看今天的圣经腓利门书的经文。
Let us come back to today's verses.
第一点是我们要讲第一点是被捆绑。
First, let's talk about what it means about bondage.
腓利门书是使徒保罗写给腓利门的一封私人书信。
The book of Philemon was a personal correspondence from Paul to Philemon.
腓利门书是圣经里最短的书卷之一，只有一章。
And the book of Philemon is also one of the shortest books in the Bible, only have one chapter.
主要讲了三个人。
And it talked about only three characters.
保罗
Paul,
安尼西姆和腓利门
Onesimus and Philemon
使徒保罗写这封信的时候大约60岁
The Apostle Paul when he wrote this book he was about 60 years old
一般认为他那时候住在罗马被软禁等待审判
It was generally believed at that point he was in Rome under house arrest waiting for trial
他身上带着锁链但是还能够会见客人
He was in chains, but he was allowed to meet visitors.
安尼西姆呢，他是个奴隶。
Onesimus was a slave.
他从他的主人哥罗西的财主腓利门那里逃出来，跑到保罗这里。
He escaped from his master Philemon and then went to Paul.
保罗接纳了安尼西姆，领他信了主。
Paul accepted Onesimus and led him to Christ.
这里这封信里在写信前保罗劝安尼西姆回到腓利门身边。
In this letter, before Paul wrote this letter, he had tried to persuade Onesimus to return to Philemon.
这封信就是保罗让阿尼西姆带回去给腓利门。
This is the letter that Paul asked Onesimus to carry with him to see Philemon.
恳求腓利门能够接纳阿尼西姆。
Asking Philemon to accept Onesimus.
那阿尼西姆这个奴隶为什么要逃跑呢？
But why did Onesimus want to escape from his slave master?
我们一起来读十一节。
Let's read verse 11 together.
十一节，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。
Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and me.
阿尼西姆这个名字的意思就是有用、有益处。
The meaning of Onesimus was usefulness.
那为什么保罗会对腓利门说他从前对你没有益处呢？
But why did Paul say to Philemon that he was useless to you before?
一种可能的情况是腓利门虐待他的奴隶，骂阿尼西姆没有用。
One possibility was that Philemon was abusing Onesimus and said he was a useless slave.
阿尼西姆受不了这样的虐待，就逃走了。
Maybe Onesimus could not bear the mistreatment, so he fled.
十八节提到，他若亏负你或欠你什么。
In verse 18, it mentioned that if he has done anything wrong or owes you anything.
阿尼西姆可能一不做二不休，不但逃走，还偷走主人的钱。
Onesimus maybe even when he fled, he might have stolen some properties from his master.
那提到自由，我们下一个问题就是，奴隶阿尼西姆从他主人家逃走，他靠自己得到真正的自由没有？
And when we speak of freedom, we have to think about when a slave flees his master, did he actually receive his freedom?
罗马的法律非常严格，奴隶逃跑是要被处死的。
The Roman laws are very strict, and a recaptured, escaped slave must be executed.
所以阿尼西姆可能每天担惊受怕，得不到平安。
Maybe Onesimus was in fear every day and did not have inner peace.
阿尼西姆看起来身体是得到了自由，但是他的灵魂还是被捆绑。
It appears from the outwardly appearance that Onesimus was free, but his spirit was still in bondage.
所以我们得到今天的第一个小结论，阿尼西姆以为靠自己能得自由，但他的灵魂还是被捆绑。
So the first conclusion we can draw today is that Onesimus thought he could reach freedom through his own effort, but in fact he was still in bondage.
那腓利门呢？我们不知道腓利门在想些什么。
But what about Philemon? We don't know what's on his mind.
他可能很生气，想把阿尼西姆抓回去，把他处决了，来警戒别的奴隶。
Maybe he was very angry. Maybe he wanted to recapture Onesimus and execute him to make an example out of the other slaves.
所以我们可以得出第二个小结论：腓利门表面上是个自由人。
So the second conclusion we can draw is that although Philemon was a free man outwardly,
但是如果他不赦免阿尼西姆，他自己的灵魂还是被捆绑。
If he did not forgive Onesimus, his soul would still be in bondage.
那保罗有自由吗？
What about Paul? Was he free?
表面上他没有自由。
It appears that he did not have freedom.
他被软禁在家里，身上捆着锁链。
He was under house arrest and he was in chains.
那请问大家，囚徒和奴隶相比，谁的社会地位更低下？
Let me ask this question. Who has the lower social status, a prisoner or a slave?
当然是囚犯。
It must be the prisoner.
但是保罗他的表现像是没有自由的人做的吗？
But the actions come out of Paul, does it look like someone who did not have freedom?
好，第十节我们再一起读。
Verse 10.
第十节，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。
I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains.
保罗传福音给安尼西姆，保罗自己没有自由吗？
Paul could share gospel with Onesimus. Did he not have freedom himself?
一个囚犯能够向一个奴隶主为一个奴隶求情，保罗没有自由吗？
If a prisoner could appeal to a slave master on behalf of the slave, was not prisoner not have his freedom?
好，所以我们的第三个小结论就是，保罗虽然身体被捆锁，但是他的灵魂有自由。
So the third conclusion we can reach is even though Paul's body was in chains, his soul has freedom.
我们就需要问保罗的自由是从哪里来的？
Then we must ask where did Paul's freedom come from?
好，这就是第二大点，在基督里得自由。
This is the second point of today's sermon, be freed in Christ.
我们一起来读约翰福音八章三十四到三十六节。
Let us read Gospel according to John chapter 8 verses 34 to 36.
好，一起来。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。”
Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, everyone, who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets him free, he will be free indeed.
保罗自由的原因是什么?
What's the reason for Paul's freedom?
保罗自由的原因是因为他信了耶稣。
The reason for his freedom is because his faith in Christ.
耶稣把保罗从罪里释放出来。
Jesus released Paul from his own sins.
保罗不再做罪和死亡的奴隶。
Paul was never a slave. Was not a slave to death or sins anymore.
这是耶稣基督十字架的工作。
This is the work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们每一位兄弟姐妹地位上都已经是自由的。
For every believer of Christ, we reach this status.
不再是罪和死亡的奴隶。
We're no longer the slave to death or sins.
这是我们基督徒在基督里自由的根源。
This is a root cause, a root reason for all Christ, for freedom of every Christian in Christ.
那安尼西姆怎么样才能得到基督里的自由呢？
Now how would Onesimus receive this freedom in Christ?
他需要信耶稣。
He needs to believe in Christ.
他逃到保罗那里。
So he went to Paul.
保罗传福音给他。
So, and Paul shared the gospel with him.
安尼西姆信了。
So Onesimus believed in Christ.
所以他地位上有了基督里的自由。
So he reached the status of freedom in Christ.
所以安尼西姆信耶稣得永生得自由。
So Onesimus, because of his faith in Christ, he received his freedom, he received his eternal life.
那腓利门又如何呢?
How about Philemon?
从第一节看,腓利门也是基督徒。
So from the verse 1, we can tell that Philemon was also a Christian.
保罗以前传过福音给腓利门。
Paul used to share the gospel with Philemon.
腓利门也信了。
And Philemon also believed in Christ.
腓利门在地位上也有基督里的自由。
And he also had the status of freedom in Christ.
所以安尼西姆和腓利门地位上都不再是罪和死亡的奴隶。
So neither Onesimus nor Philemon was a slave to sins or death.
但现在的问题是，安尼西姆和腓利门能在生活中活出像保罗一样活出基督里的自由吗?
But the real question is, could Onesimus or Philemon live out the freedom in Christ just like Apostle Paul?
我们的每一位信主的兄弟姐妹也能像保罗一样活出基督里的自由吗?
For every believer in Christ, can we live out the freedom in Christ just like the Apostle Paul?
好，这就是第三大点，活出基督里的自由。
This is our third main point today, live out our freedom in Christ.
首先我们要活出饶恕的自由。
First we have to live out the freedom of forgiveness.
保罗说服了阿尼西姆，要他甘心乐意地回到他主人那里。
Paul persuaded Onesimus to return to his old master Philemon.
阿尼西姆他内心要饶恕腓利门，阿尼西姆才有自由。
Onesimus must first forgive his old master, then he will receive a freedom in his heart.
否则他一直心里仇恨。
Otherwise, his heart would be filled with hatred.
逃跑在外，提心吊胆，内心没有平安。
And while on the run, his heart would be filled with fear and without any peace.
阿尼西姆在地上身份还是奴隶。
Onesimus was still a slave on earth.
但是他是属天的国民。
But he was a citizen of heaven.
他的地位上有基督里的自由。
And he reached the status of freedom in Christ.
他愿意回去，他就也在活出了基督里的自由。
He was willing to return to his old status as slave, and he also reached the status of freedom in Christ.
保罗也恳求腓利门要饶恕阿尼西姆。
Paul also appealed to Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
要求他对待阿尼西姆要像对待弟兄，而不是像对待奴隶。
And asked him to treat Onesimus as a brother in Christ, not as a slave.
腓利门饶恕了阿尼西姆。
Philemon forgives Onesimus.
腓利门才能自己才能活出基督里的自由。
Then he would live out the freedom in Christ himself.
我们既然在基督里有饶恕的自由，
If we have the freedom of forgiveness in Christ,
也就是说我们在基督里没有仇恨的自由。
Or in other words, we do not have the freedom of hatred in Christ.
这里保罗并没有要求腓利门释放阿尼西姆。
Here, Paul did not ask Philemon to actually set Onesimus free.
我们在基督里的自由超越了社会地位的局限。
The freedom in Christ is above our social status, the limitations of social status.
好，举一个饶恕的例子。
Let me give you an example of forgiveness.
一个活出了基督里的不被仇恨所捆绑的例子。
The example of freedom in Christ are not bound by hatred.
在1900年中国的义和团运动中，教会损失惨重。
The churches in China suffered great losses during the 1900 Boxer Rebellion in China.
教会的财产损失不计其数。
There's a great loss in the properties of the churches.
天主教会被杀主教五人，教士48人，教友18000人。
Among the Catholic churches, five bishops were slaughtered, 48 priests,and 18,000churchgoers were slaughtered.
更正教的宣教士被杀害188人，教友被杀害5000人。
For the Protestant church denominations, 188 missionaries and 5,000 Christians were killed, and among them 58 missionaries from China Inland Mission.
戴德森的中国内地会其中58位宣教士和21位宣教士的孩子被杀殉道。
The China Inland Mission that was founded by James Taylor had 58 missionaries and including 21 children died during this rebellion.
一本记载当时殉道者的见证及中国内地会传教士寻道史这么说。
In this book that recorded the martyred missionaries of the China Inland Mission had this description.
好，这本书上说的，我可以真实的说，在这些寻道或逃难的人身上，甚至在孩子身上，你似乎都感觉不到仇恨。
And it says that I can truly say that even by the little ones of the party, no hatred was felt.
照片上这位小女孩叫 Jessie Saunders.
This little girl, her name was Jessie Saunders.
她是内地会在山西的宣教士的孩子。
She was one of the children of the missionaries of China Inland Mission in the province of Shanxi.
她七岁 的时候和她一岁的妹妹死在逃难途中。
She was only seven, with a younger sibling, a younger sister, one-year-old. Both of them died, on the way, to freedom.
当他们被扔石头、被打的时候 ，Jesse 说，他们也是这样对待耶稣的，是吗，妈妈？
When people threw stones at her and her younger sister, and she asked her mom, did they treat Jesus the same way?
1901年呢，戴德森就代表内地会宣告拒绝接受清政府对内地会财产和生命损失的赔偿。
In 1901, James Taylor, on behalf of China Inland Mission, proclaimed that he refused to receive compensation from the Chinese government for the losses of his organization.
他提出我们信靠神的工作。
And he said, we hold these on trust for God's work.
那内地会在山西的宣教士这个Mr. Host, Pastor Host 去告诉山西的政府官员。
There was one missionary named Host, from China Inland Mission. He went to the officials of Shanxi, the governor of Shanxi province.
告诉他们不要任何赔偿。山西的官员就发了公文褒奖宣教士的好行为。
He told them, the China Inland Mission did not require any compensation. So the government actually gave him a plaque of official, proclamation.
这个政府公文上说，耶稣谆谆教导，忍耐和饶恕。
So in this official document, it says that Jesus taught the lessons of forgiveness.
不鼓励任何报复。
Not encouraging any revenge.
Host 先生完全遵守了这些教导。
So Mr. Host is able to carry out these principles.
从现在起，我命令所有的百姓要记住 Host 牧师的榜样。
So from this forward, I charge you all to bear in mind examples of Pastor Host.
他能像耶稣教导的那样去忍耐和饶恕。
Who's able to forbear and to forgive as taught by Jesus?
内地会的这些寻道的宣教士做出了美好的见证。
These martyred missionaries of the China Inland Mission set a good example for us.
他们效法耶稣基督的样式，用爱来止住仇恨。
They took after Jesus Christ and repay hatred with love, forgiveness.
让基督的名得着荣耀。
So the name of Christ is glorified.
他们虽然身体被杀害，
although their bodies were killed,
但是他们活出了基督里的饶恕的自由。
But they lived out the freedom in Christ of forgiveness.
活出基督里的自由的第二小点是，我们的自由超越身体的局限。
The second sub-point of this freedom in Christ is the freedom from our flesh.
保罗这位伟大的使徒
，Paul as a great apostle，
他自己身体被捆锁，但是他的灵魂不被捆锁。
His body was in chains, but his spirit was free.
他在基督里的自由超越了他自己身体的局限。
His freedom in Christ was above the limitations of his bodily bondage.
今年九月呢，我听到一个基督里的。最浪漫的爱情故事。
Last September, I heard of a romantic story in Christ in this church.
发生在我们教会。
It happened in our church.
这里我不提他们的名字。
I will not mention their names.
如果你好好为他们祷告过，你应该知道他们的名字。
If you had prayed for them, you would know their names.
这个故事里没有玫瑰花，没有巧克力，没有钻石戒指。
In this story, there was no roses, no chocolate, and no diamond rings.
这个故事发生在冰冷的手术室里。
It happened in a very on a cold operating table at the hospital.
我们的弟兄双肾衰竭，要做肾移植手术。
And our brother, both of his kidneys were failing, and so he needed a kidney transplant.
他的妻子，我们的姐妹，就把自己的一个肾捐给了丈夫。
And his wife, our sister, gave one of her kidneys to her husband.
感谢主，他们恢复得很好，而且回到我们中间与我们一起敬拜。
We thank the Lord that they had fully recovered and had returned to our congregation and worship with us.
这位姐妹还告诉我了一个笑话。
And this sister actually told a joke.
他们的医生对她说，如果你的丈夫跟你吵架，你要告诉他把我的肾还给我。
And she said, their doctor told her that if your husband argue with you, you can tell him return that kidney back to me.
我很喜欢这个笑话，这个充满了眼泪。这个笑话里是充满了眼泪的喜乐。
I like this joke, and this is a joke that's filled with tears in her heart.
从今以后，两位都只有一个肾的人，你里面有我，我里面有你，一同搀扶着共度余生。
From that point on, this couple each had only one kidney left, and they helped each other to reach the sunset of their lives.
这是在我们教会发生的第二起这样的故事。
This was actually the second such occurrence in this church.
都是姐妹把自己的肾捐了一个给丈夫。
In each case, our sister gave one of their kidneys to their husbands.
那我们要叫问丈夫了。
Then we should ask those husbands.
九月的时候，我在为社青团契的一对新人证婚。
Last September, I was officiating a wedding ceremony for a couple from the Young Professional Fellowship.
在婚礼上我就问新郎。
So I asked the groom during the ceremony.
如果你的妻子病了，需要你捐一个肾给她，你愿意吗？
And I asked the groom that if your wife became sick, would you give one of your kidneys to her?
新郎还拿我开玩笑，说我可以两个都捐给他。
The groom said he was joking that I'll give her both of my kidneys.
好，第三小点，我们要活出基督里爱的自由。
The first point, third point is freedom of love.
爱这个词在腓利门书出现了三次。
Love, the word appeared three times in the book of Philemon.
然后心这个词在腓利门书也出现了三次。
And the word heart also appeared three times in the book of Philemon.
十二节，使徒保罗把安尼西姆称为他心上的人。
In verse 12, Paul called Onesimus as my very heart.
原文是他是我的心，就像中文说他是我的心肝。
So in English, in original language, he was my heart, and in Chinese, it's like he's my liver and heart. Heart and liver.
我们在基督里有爱的自由。
We have the freedom of love in Christ.
最后再讲一个爱的故事。
Lastly, I want to talk about a story of love.
这张照片是我们大家熟悉的，我们教会英文堂的。Cindy Morrison 姐妹她们一家。
We are very familiar with this picture. The people on this picture are Cindy Morrison and her family from our English congregation.
那Cindy 姐妹未婚，从中国广西领养了五个女儿。
Sister Cindy is unmarried. She adopted five young girls from Guangxi province in China.
其中几个还有很严重的疾病。
Some of them had serious diseases with them.
他抱着的最小的这个叫 Hope， 中文就是盼望。
The youngest daughter, her name is Hope.
Two years old.
被
领养的时候 ，Hope 生命垂危，需要肝脏移植。
When she was adopted, she was she had
danger.
She was in danger, and he had
liver transplant. Liver.
She was in urgent need of liver transplant.
在今年感恩节前一天，我们收到消息。
The day before Thanksgiving, we received the news that,
有人愿意把自己肝脏的一部分捐给 Hope.
Someone was willing to donate a part of his liver to Hope.
医生就赶紧做了十个小时的手术。
And it took 10 hours of operation by the doctors.
那一天，我们全教会中文堂、英文堂一起为 Hope 祷告。
On that day, we, the whole entire church, the Chinese and English congregations, prayed for Hope.
感谢主，手术很成功。
We thank the Lord that the operation was successful.
现在 Hope 已经第二次出院，已经回到家里。
And she has left the hospital for the second time, and now she's with her family at home.
请继续为他们为她祷告。
Please continue to pray for her and her family.
两周前的主日，12月13号，我偶尔到英文堂， 参加崇拜。
Two Sundays ago, December 13th, I attended the English congregation sermon.
正好遇上英文堂的全体兄弟姐妹一起来到这个台上唱圣诞歌曲。
It so happened that every member of the English congregation has to step on this stage and sang Christmas songs.
录了影碟作为圣诞礼物送给 Cindy 一家。
They actually recorded this video as a Christmas present for the family of Cindy Morris.
所以 Hope 这个孩子是我们全教会心上的人。
So Hope is our heart for this
church. Morrison 一家六口也不能失去 Hope.
The family of six in the Morrison family cannot afford to lose Hope.
这个教会不能失去 Hope.
The church cannot lose Hope.
请继续为他们一家祷告。
Please continue to pray for this family.
这是我们在基督里的爱的自由。
This is the freedom of love in Christ.
这样的自由超越种族。
This freedom is above races.
超越国界。
Above national boundaries.
超越世俗地位。
Above social status.
超越金钱。
Above wealth.
超越健康。
And above health.
超越生命。
Above life itself.
在这个圣诞和新年的季节。
In this Christmas and New Year's season.
愿大家都得到。在基督里的自由。
May all of you receive the freedom in Christ.